Lines Valentine says these sweeping changes are meant to protect students. KSL News Time, 5:51, a bit late, but here's your Triple Team traffic, the very latest on the roads. Ricky Meese.
Well, I can't see that UHP has stopped traffic, but I can definitely see a trooper sitting in the left shoulder up against the barrier at the overpass of one of the collector ramps at the I-80-201 interchange. And therefore, you're still going to see delays from just before I-80 all the way to Sandy. Northbound I-15 slowdowns continue, Bangor to Midvale, and a little bit of leftover slowdown southbound I-215's west belt from 9th South to just past the 21st South Freeway. Michelle Rowe?
Slowdowns and heavy traffic are the story on eastbound I-80 rounding to I-215 east side belt route. You can expect to hit those delays at about 2300 east down to almost 3900 south. Southbound 5600 west, still heavy and slow from California Avenue down to Highway 201. And finally, I-15 southbound drivers will hit slowdowns at Point of the Mountain down to Lehigh, Mark.
We've been pushing, I'm afraid, about half an hour KSL travel time. Salt Lake City to Farmington almost slow the entire way. And then the worst of the delays coming up Shepherd Lane up towards 200 North in Kaysville. Highway 89, you still have those delays up to Kaysville. Legacy Parkway now is pretty backed up as well. Between 215 headed back onto the freeway, I-15 through Centerville, and 215 at the north end, heavy coming up from I-80 as well. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students after 30% salary increase by graduation, the best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7